Good morning, everybody. Truck Talks continues. Just some things that I've been thinking about. And, you know, some things that have kind of been brought out more. I mean, you could see it all the way through, but all the way through Trump's presidency and everything else, you could see it more. But, you know, just some things to think about. I think, in everything. One of those things is the fact of patriotism has really trumped most American churches. Most American churches today have been completely trumped by patriotism. And Trump. They've been completely consumed with that kind of political bent. More so than, you know, focusing on the scriptures and focusing on the Bible and focusing on training God's people to live for Him in a wicked world. You know, one thing that the Lord's done in my heart over the last probably 3 or 4 years is to get back to the Bible stronger than ever. Not that I deviated from preaching God's word, because I did, but, you know, the Lord showed me how I was distracted by some things. You know, I was distracted by different things and how it's so easy for us to be taken off course and get caught up with other things. I talk about politics mostly now, not from the pulpit. Not that I'm against doing that. If I think there's something important for our people to hear, then I'll definitely give it to them. And I do. I have little rants that I do, and I talk about things. But I deal with my broadcast and my broadcast deal with a lot of those things, and just like these talks right here. So, but the thing is that what I'm saying is most churches today are so trumped by patriotism. They're so taken by it. That it becomes like so important to them. More so, I think they're more concerned with the state of the nation than they are the state of the churches. More concerned with who's president than who's living for God in their churches. Than who's walking by faith. More concerned with their politics than they are their polity in their church. And that's really a lot of the problem today. Because quite honestly, the office of the presidency should not be that big of a deal to God's people. In that sense, in the times that we live in, if people were doing right. Because if God's people were living for Him and serving Him and standing firm in the faith and all those other things, then honestly, there wouldn't be that big of a deal. Because under wicked tyrants, the churches did better. Under the most wicked of tyrants, the churches always thrived. You study it in history. When their leaders were against them, they had the greatest revivals ever. That goes for the Waldenses, the Albigenses, the Donatist, the Anabaptist, the Great Awakening in America, you know, the Sandy Creek Revival, the church planting revival, the Baptist in America that made the Baptist Bible Beltway today that we have still. It's still there. You know, all those things down through the centuries, the popes that held the sorcerer's stone and they held the world in a grip, pope and pagan, you know, all those factors didn't stop the churches from thriving. In fact, God's people, when they were under persecution, rose to more spiritual strength and power, rose to more godliness. You know, David Cloud had an article out, and he was talking about, I saw a comment from it about how he said that we believe that more can be done through preaching the Bible, holy standards, encouraging the families, lifting them up, strengthening them in the faith, all those other things, than can be done through waving a flag and patriotism in the church. I'm not against, like, I think there's a form of biblical patriotism, honoring your country, honoring your leaders, being a good citizen in that sense and all those things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wicked about that. But I'll give you an example of that. One conviction that I have and that God showed me a long time ago. I don't believe that in the church's assembly that you should have an American flag and you should be pledging allegiance to the American flag. I absolutely believe that's wrong. Say, why? Well, because in the assembly of the saints, pledges should be done to the Lord and the Lord alone. I don't believe there ought to be any pledging of allegiance in the assembly to the flag. Or, you know, when they have these days of, parading soldiers in all their uniforms and everything else like that and all that kind of stuff, I don't believe that's appropriate. I don't believe it is. Not in the church. Not in the Lord's church. Or then they have that Protestant flag in their church. What's a Protestant flag? I don't believe you need any flag in the church. I think the Bible, wave the answer back to heaven. By thy strength we will. By thy grace we will. That's what I believe in the scriptures. I don't believe the scriptures show this, you know, that we're to have that in the assembly. By the way, do you know, okay, for you people out there, let me say this something about that. Where did George Washington, John Adams, and those men, and Thomas Jefferson, did they pledge allegiance to the flag? No. And why didn't they? Because what you don't know is some socialist Baptist that got kicked out of his church is the one that wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. So no, your founding fathers didn't even pledge allegiance to the flag. That pledge was written by a socialist. Go study it out. Go study it out. Because that pledge was written by a socialist. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen to my sermon, the Paganism of Patriotism. I know that makes a lot of people mad when you start talking about that, but that's just the truth, friend. Most people have no idea, and I know I'm just some kooky weird dude, right? I'm one that studied. I'm one that read it. I'm one that looked at it. I'm one that investigated it. I just didn't believe what I was told. But then that'll put me at extreme, right? Oh, man, that's dangerous. You can't be speaking against the flag. I mean, think about it. I'm not saying you're like some wicked idolater or you're a wicked person. I'm just telling you, where did it come from? Did the founding fathers?
No. Why not? Because it wasn't there. And I don't think they ever would have pledged allegiance to a flag. Hey, Ray, do you see what order you put that in? You said, don't tread on me, my flag, or my God. Shouldn't that be the other way around? Shouldn't that be the other way around, the order? Say, uh-oh, you must be a communist. No, actually, a socialist wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. A socialist wrote that. A socialist. Right? That's where it came from. I'm not against being like, I'm not against biblical patriotism. Putting things in the right perspective. The Bible says to honor the king. It says to honor all men. It says that there's an order there. Do I believe those things ought to be done in the assembly? No. I don't think they should be. I don't think any flag should be there. Look, I'm more Baptist than most Baptists you know, and I don't believe that a Baptist flag should be there either. I don't think it's necessary. I think our banner is the Lord. I think our banner is the Bible when it comes to that. And I think that our churches have mingled so much. Our churches have mingled so much. They've mingled so much in that they don't know the difference. It's just like most of these pro-war churches. A lot of these independent, like Sam Gipp, guys like Sam Gipp who are so stinking pro-military and pro-war, they wave a King James Bible and they're like statist churches. And everybody laud those men while they're trying to encourage people to just run into the military and do all this other stuff. Okay. Okay, but I have vets in my family too. I don't hate them. I have people in my family that are in the military now. You know, I can love people and disagree with them. I don't have to hate them. You know, we really are capable of loving people and disagreeing with them. We really are capable of that. It's okay. It's still Christian to do that, right? We can still disagree with people and not hate their guts. We can still love them and tell them, I don't agree with it. I got a brother-in-law that's in the military. And everything I know about him, he's a good man. And he loves the Lord. I just disagree with the philosophy of the military. I mean, he's in the Navy, so a lot of what he does isn't, you know, like some of the others. And believe me, I know I'm in a small minority of people out there, of pastors out there that are more libertarian leaning in that sense when it comes to those issues. I choose life. I believe that God commands all men to protect life. But, you know, so I just, when I look at it, when I see these things, somebody asked me a question. Mary asked me, what do you believe about churches with flags in them? I don't agree with it, but that doesn't mean I think they're not. That doesn't mean that I think they're less of a Christian. I just believe they're wrong. Like, I've been wrong about things before in my life. And in my Christian walk and as a pastor, I've been wrong about things. So I don't think I'm better than them. I don't think any of us are. What I'm saying is our country, our churches have gotten so distracted from the true mission of the gospel. I mean, when would you ever think of Baptist churches taking money from the state? First of all, when would you ever consider Baptist churches letting the state shut them down, number one? And then after they shut them down, accepting money from them to shut their mouth and to be shut down. Right? And then they accepted money from them. That was Trump, by the way. That happened under Trump's watch. The medical mafia happened under Trump's watch. Constantine paid the churches. Trumpstantine paid the churches. Trumpstantine gave them all money. Uh-huh. Stick that in your little patriot pipe and smoke it. All you people worried about what Biden's doing out there. He ain't going to do nothing to what Trump, than what Trump did. He's just going to double down on it. Come on. But anyway. But all those churches shut down, right? They listen to the government. They listen to the government. Trump tarnished his own reputation as far as I'm concerned. He is no hero. I don't know why everybody thinks he is, because they're bewitched, that's why. But anyway, whatever. I'll never convince you of that. It's like talking to a brick wall. You ask him what he did and everything else. They can't really tell you. Everything can be reversed by executive order, which means nothing happened. That's not a leader. That's a dictator. I'm sorry. That's what it is. Anyway, better than Hillary. Really? You think he was better than Hillary? Kerry Acker, do you really believe that? How come nobody can realize
that the guy that acts like he's conservative, but he really isn't, and he takes over the Democrat part, or he takes over the Republican Party, he's not really better than Hillary? How come nobody can see that? I just can't believe you're that stinking blind. I'm sorry, but I cannot believe that that people are that blind to think that that makes any difference at all when he did worse damage than Hillary. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's follow the worst. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hey, everybody. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Okay. So let's follow that narrative down, okay? How about this one? Bush, Gore bad, Bush good. Gore bad, Bush good. Gore bad, Bush good. Gore bad, Bush good. Okay, is your programming done? Okay. Are you ready? Okay. So, under whose watch was the Patriot Act passed? Where we lost more freedom. If I had Jeopardy music, I'd play it, but I'm in my car right now. Under whose watch was the Trumpian Act, the Patriot Act passed. It's funny. Under whose watch? Come on, you little Republican Trumpsters. Come on, Carrie Acker. I see you out there. No, Carrie. I'm not letting you wiggle out of this one. You're not wiggling out of it. You and Rayman, the two patriots, salute the flag, guys. You're not doing it. But Bush is a rhino. Gore bad. Bush good. Bush backed the Patriot Act. But Gore bad. Brother Bush good. Brother Bush good. Gore bad. But Trump. I keep saying Trump. But Bush passed the Patriot Act that took more freedom away from us in the last 50 years than anything. Okay. Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Did the programming work yet? Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Okay, you ready? Okay, so there's your programming. You got it, okay? All right. You ready? Okay. Who was the president to lock the country down for 2 weeks to slow the spread? Then it turned into 30 days to slow the spread. Who did that? Who let the medical mafia take over? Who sent socialized payments out? Who sent out socialized payments? Who sent out socialized payments? Was it Hillary? Was it Bill Clinton? Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. See? Trump's the one that let the medical mafia take over. By the way, Trump's the one that banned the bump stocks. By the way, to ask me if I accepted the stimulus payment is like asking me, did you file your taxes? Like I had a choice. You dropped a fat stack in my account. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. How am I filled with hate? How am I filled with hate when all I'm doing is telling you the truth? How is that hate to tell you the truth? Man, you're making me want to stay on here for like an hour now. Because how in the world is that hate when I told you the truth? Have I now become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth? Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? Art thou he that troubleth Israel? Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? Right? All I did was tell you the truth. Who locked the nation down? Who let the medical mafia take over? Who introduced a poisonous vaccine that's killing people? Senior citizens. There's just a report today that all these senior citizens are dropping dead that got this vaccine. Who did that? Huh? Hillary bad, Trump good. 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 Right? All right, prove me wrong. I mean, how could Hillary have done more? How could Hillary have done more? Obama, if he whispered about banning an AR or anything else, they rose up and fought him. And by the way, how in the world, under Trump's watch, are you listening? How in the world, under Trump's watch, is the NRA bankrupt? How in the world is free speech stifled under Trump?
Because it was all planned, that's why. Because he's just as crooked as they are. That's how. I don't know how I got off on that. Because that's not where I was going. But I'm sure glad I'm there. I see, here's what you guys don't understand. People would have opposed Hillary. But they didn't, Trump. That's how he got his agenda passed. That's how he got the New World Order's agenda passed. The medical mafia took over the U.S. economy. Why is that so hard to see? How can you not see that he gave, that he literally sent out socialized payments to people? Trump did all that.
Anyway, so the point is patriotism has basically co-opted the gospel movement, the preaching of the gospel, and churches have been hypnotized by the state. They're entangled with the state through 501c3. They're entangled through their nonprofit organizations, through the Christian Law Association, through all those things. They're entangled. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And that's what we have now. I'm not divided. I'm just not going to let you believe a lie. I'm going to tell you what a lie is. I'm going to absolutely tell you what a lie is. And I'm going to tell you that Trump did more damage than Hillary could have done. He did. You bet he did. Because he did it under the guise of being a friend. That's how the Antichrist works. I've had more people hurt me under the guise of being my friend than my mortal enemies ever could. And that's what Trump did. That's what Trump did. Under the guise of being a friend, he did worse damage. But you'll never get anybody to believe that, because all they can see is Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. That's all people can see. That's all conservatives can. They can't see both bad, none of them good. Both bad, none of them good. Both bad. None of them good. They can't see that. They can't. That's the way I look at it. Both bad. Not good. Both bad. None of them good. Both bad. None of them good. Yeah, I watched it all burn down here in Minneapolis too while they did that and didn't do anything about it. I said, oh, it's the governor's fault. They're all the same. I'm just telling you, when you sit there and act like Trump is a good guy. Anyway, besides, what was the Trump PSYOP about? To grab all the patriots and to grab all the Christians and get them excited again? That's what it's about. And it worked. Because it pulled all those Christians. See, Trump did some polling. I forget what the company's called, but I could go back in notes and look. Trump did some polling. And I got to get out of here because I got to get to work and I don't want to be on here all day anyway. But Trump did some polling. Okay? And in his polling, he targeted a group of disenfranchised people. Okay? So they pulled a bunch of disenfranchised people. Trump marketed those people. Okay? Trump marketed those people. And that's how it all worked. And he just changed who he was to market those people. Trump was groomed for what he did. Everybody thinks he's an outsider that hung out and paid all these. He was a billionaire that hung out and paid all these politicians. He paid them all money. He was working with them the whole time. He had business deals with all these elite people. And you act like he was some outsider. He wasn't. But what did it do? It got all these Christians to compromise. All these Christians began to compromise. Of course he's Jesuit trained. You want to look into my past? Man, I was a wicked hellbound sinner. You want to hear my past? Go listen to my testimony. I don't run from my past. I was a wicked hellbound sinner, a fornicator, a drunk, a druggie, a womanizer, a wicked man. And then I got saved by the grace of God. And he changed me and made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And old things were passed away and all things became new. And guess what I didn't do? I didn't fund Planned Parenthood. Guess what I didn't do? I didn't lock the country down with a medical mafia. Guess what I didn't do? I was changed by the grace of Almighty God. And I didn't have Paula White, a wicked whore witch, that laid hands on me and was my pastor. By God's holy grace, I followed the word of God and was led out of idolatry and wickedness and chastened by the Lord when I did things wrong. That's my past, if you want to know it. I don't run from my past. I got saved by the grace of Almighty God and changed and made a new creature. I'll preach to you about my past and I'll preach to you about my future, who's Jesus Christ. That's my future. There you go. Big difference. Yeah, he might have just come to Christ and he has fools. Yeah, witches are laying hands on him and he's got, yeah, I hear you. Man, You got to be dumber than a box of rocks to believe that. And I mean spiritually. Poor and blind and destitute and naked of the truth. Go buy of the Lord Jesus Christ gold tried in the fires. Because you're deceived big time. So deceived. It's so ridiculous. But let me guess, you're still back at 2 Corinthians, the whole ball game, right? 2 Corinthians, it's the whole ball game. That's all he had to say to make white Christians go, Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. That's all he had to do. Mm-hmm. It just proves to you that patriotism has trumped people. I've seen it. I've watched it. On Facebook and social media, I've watched these patriots. There's one older guy, and this is like the sentiment of most of them, of many of them. I've watched most of them, or not most of them, but many of them say things like, I'm tired of people just preaching about Jesus. Why don't they talk about America? Why don't they talk about America? And Trump. It's so ridiculous. Because if you get into it, all it does is make Trumpsters mad. Because they put Trump over the Bible. So it'll just make them mad. Trump over the Bible. Trump over the Bible. Trump trumps the Bible in their minds. And they won't admit it. Hillary bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Because you show him that he funded Planned Parenthood almost every single time. Hitler bad, Trump good. Remember, this is the same guy that said that Planned Parenthood does good things. I think they do some good things. Yes, he did support Planned Parenthood. He funded Planned Parenthood in his bills. Go back and look. He funded Planned Parenthood. In his past, while he was president, he's the one that signed the bills. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Look! He endorsed gay marriage. He decriminalized homosexuality across the world and pressed other people to decriminalize it. Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. Trump good. Yeah, I'm going to show you in a video in my car. Yeah, that's going to happen. Let me just get right on that. I have that technology. Let me just pull up every single bill right now in my car. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. I'm telling you, it's because your patriotism has trumped the Bible. That's why. You guys put Trump before the Bible. That's what it is. Yep. Yeah, you do. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hillary bad, Trump good. Hey, all I know is under Trump's watch, churches were locked down everywhere. Lock her up. Lock her up. That was the church. Lock her up. Hillary bad. Trump good. Hillary bad. You are helping the enemy. Who's the enemy?
Who's the enemy? All I know is that all this stuff happened under Trump's watch. So he laid the groundwork for what Biden's about to do. President Trump won back. That's right. See, here's the thing, guys. All right. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm really not. I'm just telling you the truth that that's what happened. Biden will be very wicked, and so is Trump. I agree with you that there's voter fraud. That's where you oversimplify things so much. I never said that there wasn't voter fraud. I absolutely believe that there's voter fraud. But it was designed to do right in front of your face to make you rage. But what I'm trying to show you is that they're all doing it. They're all doing it. They're all part of it. Trump plays his part. Biden plays his part. But you can't get that. Because all you can see is Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad. Trump good. That's all you can see. No, Trump wouldn't have won because he was designed to lose it. It was designed to happen the way it did. To make the rage. That's why they locked the country down, to build the rage up and make people mad. It was all done to make you look bad. Bible believers look bad. White Christian men look bad. It was all part of the design. And Trump sits back and watches the whole thing blow up. Because the FBI admitted that they knew. And you're trying to tell me that, oh, Trump was sitting in the White House and he was just under siege. Whatever. When you bash other Christians, you help support the enemy. I'm just telling you the truth about it. I'm trying to break your programming. That's what I'm trying to do. Just give you facts that you can't really argue with. By the way, my independent fundamental Baptist pastor friends do the same thing. And I look at them and I'm like, well, you have no argument. And they know it. They know it. They are facts. They are facts. Fact number one. Who shut the country down? Fact number two. Who let the medical mafia take over the economy? Fact number three, who sent out socialized payments to people in the country? Fact number four, who banned bump stocks? Fact number five, who funded Planned Parenthood? Some mind-controlled Trump supporter just said, are bump stocks in the Bible? I told you guys who he was. I told you guys years ago who he was. I told you. Oh, fact number six. Who supported the sodomite agenda and was the greatest president for the LGBTQ ever? Trump. Your buddy, Trumpy. Your buddy. I know it's a hard pill to swallow. I get it. I guess we could all have nuclear weapons too. That's so stupid. By the way, number seven. Who brought on a vaccine that's making people drop dead? Not Biden. Hillary bad. Trump good. 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 Who, number eight, who's the test dummy for the vaccine? You are! Congratulations! You've been trumped! You've been trumped. A wizard came in and bewitched you. Of course salvation is the most important thing. Why do you think I'm having a video that's talking about patriotism trumping the gospel? Because I'm trying to get through to your thick heads. That's why. That you've been hypnotized to follow and believe in a system that is not real. Don't you get it? He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem to set up for the Antichrist. People are so crazy. Okay, but you know what? I know this. I know that it's easy to be deceived because I've been deceived before by people that I love dearly. Okay? I have been. So I'm not saying that you're an idiot or you're stupid or anything like that. I'm just saying that it happens. I get it. I get it. By the way, Biden's pushing the vaccine more than Trump. But just remember, brought to you in part by Trump. Operation Warp Speed, the Trump train in the lead. Choo-choo! Mm-hmm. That's the direction it's going. I know. I know. I'm just telling you that Trump made the medical, Trump allowed the medical mafia to take over America. He did. He allowed it to take over the economy. He allowed it to take over America. He allowed the U.S. economy to go under siege. How can you argue with that? Kind of hard to, isn't it? And this is why I've seen so many people put Trump and patriotism over the Bible. Well, I'm not electing a pastor. I agree. But a man that bankrupted all of his corporations before, took over the U.S. economy as the leader of the free world, so to speak, and doubled our debt. Right? All Trump did was get you to fight in the right-left paradigm. That's all he got you to do. All he got you to do was fight in the right-left paradigm. The right-left paradigm is a distraction from reality. It's a distraction from both of them. Do you rake cocaine? No, I don't rake cocaine. Are you on drugs? No, I assure you, I am very sober-minded. I am very sober-minded. Clothed and in my right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. See, you know what's really funny? Is before all this, there used to be a lot of libertarians that actually believed what I'm saying right now of the right-left paradigm. For some reason, all these Christians bought back, but because Alex Jones told them so. By the way, who was at the Capitol when all this went down? The little agent provocateur himself, Alex Jones, was there when all this went down. It's too much. Look. I told everybody before Alex Jones was a shill. And how people can't believe, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, but here's the point. Trump never could have got away with it if Christians weren't so state controlled, if they didn't give themselves over to that right-left paradigm and that state control, then that never would have happened. If our churches get back to preaching the gospel, get back to preaching the word of God, get back to doing what is right, get back to teaching families how to be families, get back to preaching the word of God in the open air, get back to
living for God, staying separate from sin, ditching their Hollywood and their wicked entertainment and their movies, and ditching the things of this world like that, and they become separated, holy, and righteous in the sight of the Lord. And they're not focused on that. If they do that, you'll see God change this country. But if you believe that whoever's president of the United States is going to be the thing that changes this country, no, this country is changed by the family, by the person being saved, by the church being revived, by the family getting right with God, by returning to prayer, by returning to the Bible. By returning to a holy living and a separated life. By living for God every day. When God's people do that, and if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, right? That's talking to the church. That's to Israel, but it applies to the church. Right? It applies to the Lord's church. It applies to God's people. Those principles apply. And then you'll see nations blessed. Pelosi can't shut churches down in California. Pelosi's not part of the California delegation. She doesn't have any rights in California to do that. That's the House. It's the governor of California and the Senate and the House of California that did those things. Anyway, getting back to the scriptures, getting back to walking with God, getting back to truth and righteousness, getting back to being an example to our neighbors and our friends and our families. And by the way, not whitewashing sin, like whitewashing Trump's sins and whitewashing the things that America has done that's wicked. But telling the truth, the one thing that you can say about me, you may not like me, but if you go back all the way back 7 years ago, I'm saying the same thing that I've always said. I'm not saying anything different than I always said. I'm preaching the same thing I preached back then, no matter who was the president. Preaching the same thing about the right-left paradigm. Preaching the same thing about how they're all in on it together. Preaching the same thing about patriotism, about it taking over. I preach the same thing. I haven't changed from that standpoint. God's changed me. What's my thoughts on Obama? Well, if I think Trump's a wicked devil, what do you think I think about Obama? Of course I think he's a wicked devil. Go back and listen to my sermons all the way back. You'll find out what I think about it. It's just, I think Bush and Trump were worse than Obama and Bill Clinton. Bush and Trump were worse than Obama and Clinton. Hands down. Hands down worse. Caused more damage than anybody. Truth. Truth right there. Absolute truth. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's truth. So much truth. Oh my goodness. Do you think Obama could have passed the Patriot Act? You are nuts if you think so. You bet. Trump and Bush, way worse than Obama and Clinton. But Trump good, Obama bad. Trump good, Obama bad. Trump good, Obama bad. Gore bad, Bush good. And I say they all work together. They're all a succession of men that work together to accomplish the same exact thing. And they each build on the other's platform as they go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm out of here. I've repeated myself too much. I'm getting out of here. But anyway. So when we get back to the Bible, that's when the truth, because we get back to Jesus Christ, his person and his work. The NDAA is not worse than the Patriot Act. Not worse than the Patriot Act. Anyway. All right. Well, that was fun. I don't know what that is, Idaho Duck Hunter. I don't know what that is. Yo, Pastor, read Mark 15. Well, I can't. I'm in my car. I'll have to read it when I get in my office. That's what the Patriot Act said you could do. The Patriot Act lets you go into houses and commandeer houses. It's the same thing. Whatever. Such a joke. You people are so stuck in the... Some of you people are so stuck in the right-left paradigm. It's just so ridiculous. I could go on and on with you, and I could trump everything. But the truth is, you got trumped.